So get ready. Spend some time with God. Get set. Make sure you're a part of the body of Christ. Make sure you're actively living in community and serving. And number three, go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's from Jesus. That's the Great Commission. That's what we're called to do. We're called to go and make disciples. And that's going to look 30 different ways for 30 different people. For me, taking some steps of faith looked like leaving California and heading east. It looked like driving up and meeting Pete. It looked like calling Joel Penn. It looked like buying a whole bunch of musical equipment and a van and a trailer, and we didn't even know what we were going to do with it when we were buying it. For some people here, it might look similar. Maybe God's placed a dream on your heart or a ministry on your heart, and he's saying go. I encourage you, take a step forward. Maybe God's gifted you with a career or entrepreneurship, and he's saying, keep doing that because you're affecting people where you are and you're a good steward of this. But maybe he wants you to support some other nonprofits or charities or your church in different ways. I'm pretty sure that God is saying to everybody here, every believer, to go and be what our church family was for us. Reflect the love of Jesus in everything that you do, in every interaction, because people are watching, and it is making a difference. So I thank you guys again for taking the time to listen here today. I want to close this out by just giving one quick little challenge. Take a step today, a small step forward. Whatever that looks like in your life, take one little step today to use the gifts and the resources and the abilities and the things that God has entrusted to you, and I'm challenging myself too, and let's use them to further his kingdom. Because there's lost people out there, there's hurting people out there, there's people that need to know about the love of Jesus, and we can affect that, we can reach them if we all use what God has entrusted to us for him. Amen? Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm going to pray us out, and then I'm going to share a little bit more about Stand for Truth after after another hymn. Well, we'll have one other thing between. I didn't read the schedule. All right, let's pray. Father God, oh, we just thank you for this church and these people, Lord, for the ways that you use the people here, Lord, to affect the community, their families, their friends. God, I just pray that you tug on our hearts right now, that you equip us. God, you're a good God. You're good to us. You love us. Help us to use the resources and the talents and the gifts that you've given us to give back to you, Lord. I pray that as we leave here, we take something away from your word, Lord. Embed it deep in our hearts and remind us in the coming days and weeks and months, Lord. Thank you for the way that you care about us and for all that you do for us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I'm back up. All right. Okay. Well, let me introduce some of the guys and the team members real quick. Judah, why don't you come on up? Courtney, Pete, come on up. Let me introduce a few people to you. So I want to introduce firstly Mr. Pete Bishop, who's been an instrumental figure in everything that I've done since I've moved to Northwest Ohio. Everyone give it up for Pete. He runs the nonprofit up in Adrian, and I'm just really grateful for his friendship and his mentorship. So that's Pete. My lovely wife, Courtney. And then my best buddy here, Judah. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, you guys can be seated. Judah, you stay. Judah's going to help me with this next portion here. So we're going to show a couple pictures real quick to get that first slide. So this guy here, his name is Joel Penton. Judah, come over here, buddy. Okay, you can stay right there. So this guy's name is Joel Penton. He played football for Ohio State University. Judah, we're in Ohio. But he played football for Ohio State many years ago. He won this trophy called the Danny Warfel Award. It's like the Heisman Award for humanitarian efforts. One college athlete a year wins it. Joel won it, and then he started getting asked to go all over the country and speak to students in like assembly formats. And when Joel was doing that, he saw this opportunity that he had to reach kids with the gospel. So he started this organization called Stand for Truth, and that's what we're talking about today. So that's Joel. That's his family. One slide forward. That's some of our team members. There we go. That's some of our team members here. That's a picture that was taken a little while ago of me and Courtney and Judah. And then this is my brother, his wife Paige, and their son Brody. And they aren't with us today because they live in Nashville, but they do travel with us, and they are a big part of the ministry. They just weren't able to come up just for a Sunday morning. They usually come up when we're touring. So that's our team. So you see Judah and little Brody. Go back to Joel's picture again real quick. You see Joel's kids, there's a lot of them, right? Go back to Judah and Brody again. And one more forward. Yeah, I just wanted to point out how much cuter our kids are. I do that every time. Joel knows. Courtney tells me, no, don't do that. Stop doing that. we get asked a lot of questions about the ministry, 5 questions. We'll go through it quick. Judah's going to read the questions, and I'm going to read the answers. Come over by me so you can share the mic, buddy. Come on. All right, so question number 1.
What is your mission field?
Thanks, Judah. And we like the way that question is phrased because we do consider everybody at Stand for Truth to be missionaries. So the mission field is public middle schools and high schools in the U.S. You can put the answer up there. Public high schools and middle schools across the U.S. That's the mission field. Question number 2.
What is the vision of your ministry?
What is the vision of the ministry? The vision, simply put, is to reach unchurched students with the gospel. So we know, for whatever reason, 8 out of 10 students aren't in a church on Sunday morning. Nationwide, that is. We know 9 out of 10 do go to a public school. So the vision of the ministry is to go to where the kids are and reach them with the hope of Jesus. Now, most people go, 2025, gospel, public school, how does that work? And it's actually not that difficult. We have a 2-step approach that we use that Joel developed years ago. The first step is the assembly program. You guys remember assembly programs? Yep. So a motivational speaker goes in to give a presentation on a topic about mental health or character development. We as a band accompany that speaker into the school. We're part of the assembly. And then we invite kids back that night to a concert. 3/4 of the way through the concert, the speaker comes back to share the rest of their story. The rest of their story is just the gospel message, plain and clear. From that point, we like to give the kids some form of literature. So this is a picture of Joel's book. It just reiterates the gospel message again in teen talk. So we like to give the kids a copy of that if we have those at the event. And then we also partner with local churches everywhere we go. So we have actually partnered with you guys multiple times on these events. Most recently, just last spring, we did an event over at Pettisville Missionary, and you guys were a big part of that event with your youth group. So that's how it works, and the goal is to, once again, connect these kids with discipleship opportunities. So, number 3.
Is the ministry making an impact on students?
Is the ministry making an impact on students? Long answer, yes. We believe that the ministry is making an impact on students. And if it's been a while since you've been at an assembly with 1,000 crazy kids, I have a short 30-second video that I want to show you so you can get an idea what it was like. This happened in Iowa. Check it out.
What's up? This is Ryan. I'm in Sioux City, Iowa. I got some people that want to say hi.
So we got out of there alive. That's always the first goal, is to get out of there alive. That happened in Sioux City, Iowa. And this next picture here is a picture of my friend Terrence.
What's up?
Oh, that's still Ryan. One more forward. Right there, that's my friend Terrence. It's kind of hard to see, but you can see all those little heads below him. That's Terrence presenting the gospel to a group of kids. And I do remember that night about 30 kids came forward to accept Jesus. And I could tell you a bunch of stories about is the ministry making an impact, but I just want to share one quick story that happened a couple years ago in Michigan. We went up to a little town called Kalkaska, Michigan. We did some assemblies. That's the next slide, but yeah. So we went up to Kalkaska, Michigan, and we did an assembly. And then we partnered with this group called Crossroad Farms for the evening concert. We invited kids back that night. Everything went great. I don't remember anything earth-shattering about that night other than it was a good night. We went home. About 6 months later, we were asked to go play a winter camp for that Crossroad Farms, that same organization, over at Miracle Camp, actually. So we went, we played this camp. The last night, we give an invitation to accept Jesus, and I'm walking off the stage, and the director of that camp grabs me, and he says, "Hey, you see that girl right there that's hugging my wife and crying?" I said, "Her name is Liz." Liz comes from a family, 5, 6 siblings, but almost all different dads, and she's had a hard life. It hasn't been an easy life, but she came back to Crossroads. She came back to the concert that night because she saw you guys at the assembly, and she's been coming back every week since for 6 months, and she just gave her life to Jesus. Yeah, right? So is it making an impact? Well, it sure did for Liz, and he says, over there's her brother. He just gave his life to Jesus too. And I got to hang out with those kids that night. And I saw that it was real. They weren't putting on a front. It was real life change that happened. And we got to experience him. We got to see it. So I think, is the ministry making an impact? It sure did for Liz. And as if that wasn't good enough, God sometimes gives us the glimpses into his work. A year later, we get a message on Instagram from Liz. And she said, "I never had the courage to message you guys, but I just wanted you to know that I'm about to lead a Bible study at my church." Only God. Amen. And then that next slide here was just some numbers. This happened just a month ago at a Youth for Christ camp that we were a part of. Out in New Jersey, we saw 100 kids say yes to Jesus. We saw 100 kids recommit their lives to Jesus. And then in the ocean, we were able to be a part of 22 baptisms. So isn't God good? Isn't God good? Amen. All right, hey, two more questions, and then we will let you guys eat because I know you're hungry, right? All right. Question number 4, Judah.
How is your ministry funded?
How is the ministry funded? That's a good question. How can we afford to drive that bus and trailer all over the country and give away free books and free CDs and things like that? The answer is through a consistent financial support team. So just like any other missionary on the planet, it's our responsibility to seek out people that not just believe in the vision and want to see it come to reality, but people that want to come right alongside us and be a part of that team. And it really is that team that allows us to do what we do. We could not do it without that team. And final question, Judah.
How can we help?
How can we help? There's two big ways you can help if you're feeling called to help this morning. The first way is through prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. So just remember 10 talents. Remember stand for truth. Pray for safety. Pray for doors to be opened, for us to be able to get into schools, and for kids' hearts to be receptive to the gospel. The second way you can help is, if you would like to, be in one of these team members. We have a goal this year, which is 200 partners at $20 a month. So if you would like to join that team and be one of these little red guys up here, we want to make it real easy for you. We're going to pass out some cards. Do we have those cards? So we're going to play a video, and while the video plays, we're going to pass out these cards. Even if you don't want one, just take one, because Judah helps me put them together, and he gets sad when nobody takes his cards. So, but yeah, we'll play a video, and then I'll show you how those cards work, and then we'll be done. So go ahead.
What makes this ministry so awesome is the fact that they come into the schools, to their actual place where they are 8 hours plus a day, and they're bringing the message of Christ to them.
loved about the assembly was that they got the crowd involved. They were ready to go. What's next? Just engaged and enthused on the edge of their seat.
It was a great assembly. I thought the band really connected with the kids right away. It's stuff that our kids need to hear, and they need to hear it from young people, and they need to hear real life experiences like what he shared with the kids today.
The format that they provide of having assembly earlier in the day is just a genius idea because it gets them drawn in. And then later on that evening when they have the concert, it brings these students back. In terms of technology and in terms of media, with lighting, with sound, it's top-notch. Definitely appealing to a generation that's full of technology. If a student comes, they're going to hear the message of Christ plain and clear. It's not a roundabout message. It's not just scratching the surface. It's the real deal.
And he died for you. He paid the price for your rebellion against him. And he rose from the dead. Did you know he did that? And have you taken the step to turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, please save me?
It actually helped a lot.
It was pretty emotional.
He made me view things differently.
It made me think.
Impacting.
Absolutely awesome.
When they go to a school, they are truly presenting the message of Christ, and these kids are hearing it, and many kids are saying yes, that they want Christ as their Savior and Lord. Opportunity for your teenagers to be changed, to have a place where they can bring their friends who don't know Christ to a place where they will hear about Christ, this is the way to do it.
Okay, did everybody get a card that wanted one? All right, so the way these cards work is if you would like to remember to pray for the ministry, just check that first box and you put an email address. We're going to be right out those doors by a table when we get done, and then you can just hand us the card. We will send out a newsletter about every 3 months, and we'll give specific prayer requests in that newsletter. So that's an easy way to remember to pray for the ministry. If you would like to be one of those team members and join the team, we can't thank you enough. So we thank you so much in advance for considering that or being a part of that team. If you would like to do that, then you fill the card out completely. You check the second box, and there is an option to do a single, double, or triple membership. Any amount is greatly appreciated. If you want to be the MVP, you do the triple, but any amount is greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you want to do that, if you have a voided check, you include the voided check. And we will do that on the 20th of every month. So it's $20 on the 20th of every month. You can change it or cancel it anytime you want. If you don't have a voided check, I don't even usually carry cash, so I understand. If you don't have a voided check, then you can give us the card, and we'll give you a self-stamped, self-addressed envelope. And I think I have do I have a QR code too? There's also a QR code you can use. I don't know if it's going to register because of the symbols. So just see me at the table if you want to become one of those team members. The last thing I want to say is we also accept one-time donations, but it really is that team that we're trying to build. So we can't thank you guys enough. And finally, we don't want this to come at the expense of your church. It shouldn't come at the expense of your church here. That should be your first priority. We don't want it to come at the expense of any other ministry that you're supporting. We only want you to join this team if God's leading you to do that right now. And if God is leading you to do that right now, then we would love to have you aboard. Because at the end of the day, we know that not every single person can just walk into a public school and share their faith. But you can be an instrumental part of that happening all over the country by joining the team. So that's all I have. I think we have a benediction. So thank you guys so much. Please come talk to us. Regardless, we'd love to chat. We'd love to answer some questions. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric, for that challenging message and mission update information. Again, the table is right out there at the stairwell if you want to talk to them some more. Just some details before we move into our next stage. If you're all invited, of course, to stay for the meal. I hope you do. But if you would just keep your seats if you're planning to do that. And then we're going to let the fellowship committee go by with the food and get it set up out there to be tantalizing. Thank you, fellowship committee, in advance. Thank you. So, what we'll do, recognizing some of you where you sit for service and might not be where you want to sit for the meal, think about whether you want to return to your seats or not. But we'll be going out through the door here on the south, winding around, come back in on the north to find your seats to have a place to eat. And I'm sure it'll all be very good. So let's have our prayer, and then I'll close this with a benediction. Oh, Lord, mighty God, we thank you so much for the great experience that we've had this morning. Thank you for the service and the fellowship that we're having. You've been faithful to nourish our souls, and now we pray that you nourish our bodies as well. Keep us safe and well as we go about your way this week. In Jesus' name, amen. May God's peace cover you, his hope inspire you, his joy uplift you, his love surround you. Amen.